Not far from Bretton Woods in Mount Washington, the biggest ski area in the state and our highest mountain, sits the smallest town in New Hampshire. Hart's location. Population, I'm told, just under 40. Before the town meeting begins, moderator Les Shoof announces the unofficial results of the just-completed town election.
All right, so the unofficial results at this point within the town offices, all of the uncontested races were decided, and you are all elected.
Les Shoof grabs the gavel to bang in the meeting as the 17 people in attendance take their seats and open up the meeting notes and its list of warrant articles up for discussion.
So I'll call the town meeting to order. All right, Article 1, to choose the officers. We've just announced what those will be. And for those of you who were elected, we need to do an oath of office, if you're in the room, immediately following the meeting.
One of the ongoing troubles in this tiny town is getting enough participation. This year, Chairman Mark Dindorf proposes a stipend program to incentivize the job. $500 a year for the first term, and then $750 the next.
We have, as many of you know, had challenges through the years in getting people to run for these offices and to serve in these capacities, and the new structure basically rewards those who have stuck it out and have learned the ropes.
After a run-through of the town's forecasted budget of $31,380, State Rep. Ed Butler calls for a clarification.
Is the budget something that the select board discusses in the meeting, or is this something that you put together and is being presented in?
Well, you all had the opportunity to attend the budget hearing in January, and most of you declined to exercise your right.
The Shoof calls for a vote on the proposed budget.
All right, then I'll call Article 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Budget is approved. All right. Article 3. This is the tough one. Conduct any other business that may legally come before the town.
Here, Chairman Dindorf brings up a concern that many other towns in the state are grappling with.
I actually do have an item of business that I would like to bring before the town. It has to do with basically the possibility of commercial wind applications being made for property here within Hart's location.
Dindorf proposes that the town issue a one-year moratorium on the granting of wind permits until a study group can return at next year's meeting with an ordinance that keeps the town's charter in mind.
Could I have a vote, please? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Passed.
After a final discussion that focuses on keeping the moderately rickety town hall in good shape, the meeting adjourns, with all the articles unanimously approved. Amber Dindorf, at 18, the youngest registered voter in Hart's location, and the town's only student, made her way outside. This was her first town meeting, and the first time she's ever voted.
Yeah, it's kind of funny here because a lot of them, there's no contenders, so it's sort of just like marking this person for the school board and selecting, but it's still cool to be a part of the process.
Confirming that even in the tiniest of towns, the grandest of social contracts, the town meeting, is upheld in earnest. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.